بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. 2 weeks ago I began a topic that I had to end due to time, and last week there was a visiting khatib, so I wasn't able to complete it. Inshallah, this week we'll complete it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. That verily you desire, or you incline towards the way of this world. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. While the hereafter it is greater, and it happens to be permanent. We were discussing the story of Bani Israel, and we're discussing the story of when the people of Bani Israel turned to Musa alayhi salam and said, Ud'u Rabbak, to make dua to your Lord. Why do they want him to make dua to their Lord? Because they were unhappy with what they were given. Musa alayhi salam's people were so blessed in terms of the ni'am and blessings and gifts that were showered upon them, that the people of Bani Israel used to have clothing. When the child would grow, the clothing would grow with the child. When there was time to eat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would descend upon their food. Manna and salwa. Manna is a type of sweet dish, and salwa is quail. Now, this is not any ordinary type of food. This is very extravagant and very expensive food, if we were going to put a monetary adjective next to it. It's very expensive. But Allah Ta'ala blessed them in that way. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala commanded them not to waste any of that food, but not to hoard it. Meaning that they are not supposed to keep more than what they can eat. Whatever they are going to eat, they should eat that much and not store more. Why? Because it's a sign of ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already shown you that He'll provide to you and provide for you in ways that you cannot imagine, from a realm that you're not aware of. So accept it and expect that Allah ta'ala will continue to do so. Bani Israel initially was very, was obedient to this. But then later they began to violate this. And what did they do? They began to hoard the food. When they began to hoard food, what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put upon food a characteristic that it can now spoil. Before, food wouldn't spoil, according to the Mufassirun. The Mufassirun said that the food before this time would never spoil. If food was there, it would remain intact. Later, after this, as a punishment for Bani Israel not having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the food began to spoil. Now Bani Israel was very ungrateful for this, and they turned to Musa alayhi salam and they said, لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طُعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. That we cannot be content, we cannot be patient on one type of food, despite the fact that it's a very high quality, and it's very expensive, and it's very valuable. فَدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا. So call upon your Lord, make dua to your Lord to take out for us. مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا. From what the earth produces from its vegetation. وَقِثَّائِهَا. From its cucumbers. وَفُومِهَا. From its wheat. وَعَدَسِهَا. From its lentils. وَبَصَلِهَا. From its onions. Musa alayhi salam turned to them and said, أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. That are you asking to substitute and exchange that which is lower for that which is higher? Are you looking to exchange that which is lesser for that which Allah Ta'ala already gave you, that which greater was greater? Now in this example, Bani Israel, we see the conscious, actual, practical act of a human being being ungrateful. For when Allah Ta'ala gave them something superior, what did they choose to do? They chose something inferior. Why? Because of their own personal desires and their own personal wants and what they felt they needed more. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala tells us in Surah A'la, with the verses that I began in the beginning of this talk, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Verily people, despite the fact, now what do we see? Remember I mentioned this whole thing is about taqdeem and ta'khir. That sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings something earlier for that which was later. Now Musa alayhi salam, and the example that I gave was of, when the people sought the cow and they killed the cow, they slaughtered the cow, and I'm going to mention what happens next, don't worry about that. So Musa alayhi salam's people were constantly ungrateful, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He does is He brings for them to their light in front of them what? This reality. That you were given something great and you chose something lesser. In Surah A'la, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, بَنْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. That you're choosing something lesser, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. But something greater has already been presented to you. Now a person might say, what do you mean already been presented to me? I've never been to the Akhirah. The reality is we have had a taste of it. We are people that have souls. We are creations that have souls. The alam al-arwah is the realm where all souls exist. In this realm, we had an opportunity to recognize the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered all of us and asked, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ? Am I not your Lord? We all said, بَلَا, of course, shahidna, we testified to His truth. So we already knew of the greatness of Allah, the bounties that await for us in paradise. But then, what happens, Allah Ta'ala sends us here, and this temporary enjoyment sometimes clouds the person's judgment. Just like the people, Bani Israel, they were receiving so many blessings, that because they received so many blessings, it clouded their judgment. They began to think they were deserving of it. They began to think that they needed more, or they wanted more, or what they felt was best was actually best. When in reality, what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala felt was best. Now if we go back, and I don't want to jump around too much, the story of the cow that I was mentioning 2 weeks ago. When Musa alayhi salam, the taqdeem and ta'khira takes place over here, when the people of Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with qataltum nafs, that's not the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ نَجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. When we had saved you from the army, the people of the Pharaoh, that when يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, they would afflict you with a horrible torment. يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاكُمْ, that they would slaughter your children. وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ, and they would leave your wives alive. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ, and this was a great test from your Lord. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ, and when we split the sea for you. فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ, and then we saved you. From who? The people of Fir'aun. وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. You're watching the people of Fir'aun drown. Now then what does Allah Ta'ala say? ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِ ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Then we forgave you after this so you can be grateful. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسَ وَإِذْ what's the next part of the verse? وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ الْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. That, and then when we gave Musa alayhi salam the Furqan so we can guide you. Then what is, what's after that? Inna Allah ya'murukna, inna Allah, wa qala Musa liqawmihi, innakum zalamtu anfusukum bittikhadikum al-ijl. That verily people, you've oppressed yourselves by taking this ijl as being your Lord. They took this baby calf as being their God. They took this baby calf as being their God. When they did this, and they fell in disobedience, then the whole story occurred. Remember when I mentioned those two men who wanted to kill their uncle, and then their uncle was killed, and then they accused a people of Bani Israel of killing that uncle, and they wanted money from the uncle inheritance, and they wanted those people to be punished for something that they didn't do wrong. Then that young boy who was growing up on the other side of town, who had this very special cow that his father had left for him as inheritance, and then this cow was supposed to fetch him a very high ransom. What happens after this? This whole story is being told. Then after the story is being told, what does Allah Ta'ala says? What does He say? وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَدَّارَتْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجُ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ فَقُلْ نَضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا. When this cow was finally sacrificed, if you weren't here 2 weeks ago, I know this is going over your head, but if you were here, then you know what I'm talking about. When this cow was finally sacrificed, فَقُلْ نَضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا. We said, اِضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا. Take part of the cow. Some of the Mufassirin said that they took the tongue of the cow, and they struck the body of the dead man. That dead man stood up, and what did he say? He said, don't attack these people. Verily, it was my own nephews that killed me. My own nephews, they were the ones who killed me. So the people then killed the nephews as retribution, and then they did not leave that money to be inherited by those nephews. In this story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the misguidance of the people and what they tried to do, how they tried to deceive mankind to attain dunyawi benefit. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? From the most unpredictable way, He brought out the truth. What did He do? فَقُلْنَا ضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا. They took a piece of that tongue and they struck the dead body, and that body began to come to life, and it spoke and said, my nephews are the ones who killed me. This entire discussion comes down to one point. That in this world, we have the opportunity to strive for the hereafter. We saw the hereafter first, then we saw the world second. We saw the hereafter first, we saw the world second. Now if you know the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, and we said, بَلَى, and then Allah ta'ala says, شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُومَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. What's the next part? What is it? Come on, Hafaz. أَن تَقُومَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. That what was the purpose of this? That people in this world will claim, I had no idea about your greatness, O Allah. I had no idea about you. I was just sent to this world, and I interacted with this world, and I didn't know about you. So Allah Ta'ala asked us back then, that I'm going to take your testimony today and say, am I not your Lord? And when we all said, Bala, we testified to this truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that, so on the day of judgment, we don't come say that we're ghafilin. We're amongst the ghafilin. We were the people who did not know. The dunya has a very specific characteristic. And that characteristic is that it muddles the vision of the believer. For those who are attracted to the dunya, not the world, that's different than the dunya, attracted to the things that deceive a person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it causes their sight to turn away from the actual goal. And so Allah Ta'ala reminds us, you seek and you desire and you want this world when the hereafter is greater, it's longer, it's permanent, it's waiting for you with its rewards. So my dear brothers and sisters, I want to encourage everyone that whatever Allah Ta'ala gave you from this dunya, use it for the akhirah. If He gave you bodies, use those bodies to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He gave you health, use that health to propagate the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to help people in need. If He gave you a skill, use that skill to help people in this dunya. Why? Because وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. When people have some sort of skill or financial benefit, they often hoard it to themselves. Now, today we have a group, Helping Hand, that's here. They're here to help and raise money for the orphans in Syria. This group is specifically having a campaign to raise, not for food and clothing, they do that as well, but for the education of children. All of us want our children to be educated. They have a very simple campaign that is asking for sponsorship, and the flyers are outside. You can look at it there. The Syrian refugees, yeah, the refugees of Syria. And the flyers outside, and they indicate that if we can use what Allah gave us in this dunya and part with $65 a month. How much is $65 a month? $65 a month is less than $20 a week. For many of us, that is equivalent to our Dunkin' Donuts trips. Some of us, not all of us. Some of us, that might be Starbucks. Some of us, that might be something else. $730 in a year takes care of education for these refugees. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Now what is إِثَار actually? Ithar is having preference over someone for something else. When the Sahaba were told that they were people of Ithar, they chose Allah over themselves. So Allah Ta'ala says, are you having Ithar for this world, choosing this world over Allah when the hereafter is greater? I'm not going to do fundraising like, you know, raise your hand, this and that. But just ask yourselves this question. can I part with $730 in a year? If you can, maybe a nice tax return is coming your way or just came your way. Think that you can educate a child that not only does not have the infrastructure, there's no buildings to have education, but the teachers themselves, many of them, not all, have been forced to leave. So they've established opportunities within universities and other areas in Jordan and surrounding areas and provided opportunities for these kids to live again. Look, in the end, can we all go there and tell them that, look, I prefer the hereafter more, so I'm going to give you my money? Yes, we can. Will that change anything? Not really, because we're going to have to come back here. It's when we're over there, when the people over there decide to educate themselves and equip themselves, that the future can rebuild itself. I'm sure if I ask you guys to raise your hands right now, at least 10, 20 of you can give. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to ask all of you to do the following. Think to yourself, can I at least sponsor 1 month or 1 year? $65 for a month, $730 for 1 year. For education for a child who would not have received education otherwise. If you feel you can do it, when you walk out, grab a form. Take 2 minutes of your life to fill it out. 2 minutes of your life to fill it out. Put it into that box. There's a great reward to give help to those whom you can see. There's a greater reward for when things are secretly done. There are children that we don't know about. How many of you have family in Syria? Oh no, only one person. How many of you have family in war-torn lands? Burma, Philistine, Afghanistan, Iraq. Some more hands are coming up. You know how it feels to know that your niece or nephew or someone that you're close to may not grow up to have the same opportunities that your child will. You know how it feels. So here we have that opportunity today. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the chance for a very small amount to take care of the education of a child for 1 year. If these children grow up educated, they can rebuild what has become a disaster. And depending on what they become, one, your intention, and two, their efforts, a reward will await for you in the hereafter that is unmatched. So when you walk out, when I walk out, I'm going to put the onus on myself as well. When we walk out together, let's stop for a moment and think, can I help them in some way? A one-time donation, a monthly donation. And if we can do it, let's just do it. Because what we'll get in return in the hereafter, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى, it's greater and it's permanent. Now what can you receive in the hereafter? مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ, no eye has ever seen it. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, no ears have ever heard it. I can't describe it to you. But I can tell you one thing that will give you a tip. Give me a tip, I'm reminding myself. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call the people and gather them together. And he'll take the person who had the worst time in this world. No ease, all difficulty. He'll take that person and he'll ask him about what he had. The person will mention, I had no ease in this world. It's all difficulty. The hardest life in the history of mankind. He'll be taken for just one moment, placed into Jannah, and will be taken out. Allah will then ask him, what was your life like in the dunya? He said, oh, it was only good. That one moment of Jannah made him forget about being having the most difficult circumstance in this dunya. Likewise, a person who only had benefit and blessings, that person will be brought forth and he'll be dipped into hellfire just for one moment. Then he'll be asked, did you have any ease in the previous world? He said, no, I only had difficulty. The entire life of ease and comfort was erased by one moment of being dipped within Jahannam. So just think of that. If that one moment of being dipped in paradise can wipe away all of our misery, then imagine what educating a child can do. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to mix amongst those who are able to bring ease and comfort to those around the world. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to mix amongst those who bring ease and comfort to ourselves by doing good deeds and attaining Allah's pleasure. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.